Anthony Quirk is Managing Director of Milford Asset with over 26 years' experience in the financial markets. And Anthony, good evening to you.
Yeah, evening, Larry.
All right, you're going to talk about the polls at the moment, and you're looking at New Zealand First savings and investment policies. What do you think?
Well, I guess we have to, don't we? We were considering the Greens as a third element in this puzzle on the savings investment side. Now we've got to consider New Zealand First as well. And when you look at their manifesto, it's interesting, really. They're much more inclined towards Labor policy than national policy. So if Winston Peters does follow through and saying he'll vote issue by issue, and he does have the balance of power, you're going to see probably more Labor policy come through in the savings and investment area and taxation area than you are the national policies.
Yeah, okay. What about, he's against asset sales, isn't he?
Yeah, well, that's a clear and not negotiable one for him, I think. So the asset sales are dead in the water, really, if he does hold the balance of power.
KiwiSaver, how do you see his position on KiwiSaver?
Well, he's been very much pro-savings. Of course, he was out on a limb back in the 90s with his compulsory vote. So he, as you might expect, he's keen on that. And that, again, that follows in with Labor's policy. The interesting thing I thought was, when you look at the manifesto, they're quite keen, New Zealand First, to actually direct the New Zealand Super Fund to invest in New Zealand assets. Now, people may say that's a good thing, but if you throw the Greens policy with the Super Fund saying that they should be a KiwiSaver provider, you start to go down the track of the government directing KiwiSaver funds towards certain areas, which, again, from a KiwiSaver point of view, is moving the goalposts yet again. So it does complicate when you start to look at these policies and consider how they might work with the other parties.
I don't know what the split is at the moment, New Zealand Super Fund in New Zealand and outside the country, but I mean, the problem is, on the other hand, he's saying he's against asset sales, so that's three or four SOEs that you wouldn't be able to invest in. I don't know whether the market can take it. Can it? Can it take much more? What do you think?
Well, no, that's right. New Zealand Super Fund, if it had to put more money into New Zealand, you have the risk that the government has a few pet projects where the returns really aren't that good from an investment point of view, but for social reasons or for their own reasons, they'll direct the super fund there and decrease returns for the investor, and that is a real concern if that's your retirement savings for the future.
Anthony, on superannuation, he won't want to raise the super age?
No, and again, that's one that he's very, very keen to stay at 65. So that's one actually with... he's on the side of Nationals, so again, if it's vote issue by issue, he'd probably be on the national side. In fact, he wants to increase the payment for superannuation as a percentage of the average wage, and he wants to lock in almost forever that it's going to be 65. So that's really contrary to a lot of what we're seeing overseas, but of course that's his constituency, and that's where he's appealing to. So he's very strong in that area
as
well.
But the thing is, that's the silly thing about it. It wouldn't, if you increase the age to 67 over a period of time, it's actually not going to affect his constituency.
Well, no, that's right. No, and if you did over a long enough period, I mean, the other thing when you look at through the manifesto too, it doesn't add up as far as I can see. There are a lot of promises. He'd like GST to go down to 12.5%. He'd like a tax-free threshold for the first $5,000 of income, which is a Labor-type policy, which is all good stuff, but it has to be paid for. And when you look through the manifesto, there's a lot of promises, but it's hard to see where the revenues are going to come in to compensate. And superannuation is another one where he wants to get it at 65 when it's getting harder and harder to afford that.
Right. So lack of consistency, you think?
Well, as to be fair, they've been consistent in some of these policy areas for quite a time, but as I say, when you look through the manifesto, and that's the public document, it is hard to see how the numbers add up. And Labor, National and the Greens have been taken to task quite rightly by everyone to say, well, how do your numbers work? I think the same scrutiny has to be looked at in terms of New Zealand First.
Fair point. Thank you, Anthony. Good to talk to you.
Okay, thanks.
That is Anthony Quirk, who is Managing Director of Milford Asset, over 26 years' experience in financial markets. For more information, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz.